Yeah, that's correct, Cass. And there was another deer smash there at the door of the weekend there. And sadly, again, a vehicle got seriously damaged. Initial reports over the weekend there, initial reports at the minute there, upwards of 10,000 was the damage to the vehicle. Lucky enough, the driver in question escaped unhurt as such, badly shaken, obviously, but had no physical injuries that I'm aware of. But their vehicle is seriously damaged. And once again, like this happened as you leave Chrysler Town, they're heading for a term, and it's called, locally known as the Gap in Between the Mountains here. Local people will be aware of it as such. And just again, Catherine, just highlights again how reckless things are, the situation is with these deer. They're running riot on our local roads, on our back roads, on our N56, this road in question. That road is used by thousands and thousands of cars every day, like. And my biggest fear is that we're going to have a serious accident here if things are not addressed here. We've had many, many smashes, many, many close calls. This is a very, very close call the last night again there. And I've said this many times, action needs to be taken imminent, and they need to get this call. They're talking away about a call this last while, but they need to get the call moving. They need to get it going. And as I have said before, if that means calling an army and marksmen and markswomen and the likes of that, so be it. Take them in. Because I'm seeking a meeting as well with the OPW and Parks and Wildlife on this today when I get a hold of them here, to get a meeting as soon as possible to see what can be done here, because obviously where this crash happened on over the weekend there is very close to Glenveagh, South Catherine, and that is the epicentre of the deers. Our local our park there, Glenveagh National Park, is where the majority of the deers are born and bred and so on, and they're between there now and running riot as a watch in and out and all through the county now at this stage as far as I see. And look, somebody needs to step up and take responsibility. At the minute, I know the way it is at the minute, they're going to tell me nobody taking responsibility, that it's not their problem. Once it's outside the fence, it's not their problem as such. But that's not good enough. It is not good enough. And I don't want to be standing here talking to yourself or talking to somebody else, getting somebody that we end up with a serious injury or worse with somebody as a result of deer crashing into that vehicle.
Deer are culled every year though, councillor, but are you saying that not
they
enough of them are?
Catherine, but they're not enough culled, and they're certainly we're not getting on top of the problem here. Culling them is one thing, but we need to get on top of the problem, and it's at the stage anyway, it's gone beyond the stage, to be fair. Somebody needs to be taking responsibility. There needs to be some sort of insurance facility or something in place. If a deer smashes your vehicle, that you can claim off it as such. There needs to be some kind of vehicle in place for that as such. Some place to go to for that. That's not there at the moment, and that needs to be there, like.